Okay, so we are going to pick up where we left off. We have a couple of more shiurim left on the topic of Amir La'akum. I think maybe just two or three max. And the one this evening is very, very important. The most important of shiurim, very, very relevant. And we are going to discuss the halachos related to asking Gentiles to do actual work for us on Shabbos. So before Shabbos, and they do it on Shabbos. Things such as bring your dry cleaners in on a Friday, picking it up on a Sunday, let's say, and they end up doing the malacha for you on Shabbos. You bring your car to the mechanic on a Friday and they do it for you on Shabbos. Or if let's just say you have, get a delivery that comes to your house on Shabbos, where here you have the postal service working for you in essence on Shabbos. They're driving to your house on Shabbos. What types of cases are permissible? What types of cases are forbidden? If you may recall, there are two different aspects to discuss. Number one is the command itself, the directive, when you're telling somebody to do something for you. We have to be concerned, is that act that you did of telling them to do it, is that permissible or not? Are you in essence appointing them to be your messenger or not, your shliach? And number two, even if there is nothing wrong with your directive, if you recall from the very beginning of this lecture series, that there is a separate prohibition of benefiting from that which a goy does for you on Shabbos, if they intended to do it for you, even if you didn't direct them to do it, right? As we discussed at the very beginning of the winter, a person is sitting in a room and it's dark and a person cannot see in there, and a Gentile realizes that you probably want the light on to read. They turn the light on for you, you're not allowed to benefit from that because you're benefiting from the light and the person did it for you. So those are two separate issues. Number one is a directive, and number two is going to be getting benefit from it. So the first category of cases, like the dry cleaners, car mechanic, and things like that, there is not an issue of benefiting from it because you're not benefiting from it until Monday when you pick up the dry cleaners. We're not talking about picking up the dry cleaners on Shabbos. Although somebody in this community once told me about a scenario of the dry cleaner that's down the block by Acme, or was before it closed, and the person really needed it or wanted it on Shabbos, and they were going to arrange that the owner was going to literally bring it over to them on Shabbos, and would they be allowed to wear that particular suit or dress on Shabbos? That's a very rare case. Most of the time we're talking about where you're picking it up on Monday. The question is, am I allowed to deliver my dry cleaners, bring it in on Friday afternoon, knowing that they're closed on Sunday, and pick it up first thing Monday morning, where there's a very good chance they are going to be doing my dry cleaning for me on Shabbos? So although, yes, I'm not benefiting from it on Shabbos, but am I allowed to make that directive? Am I allowed to tell them, please do this for me? Or is that an isser of Amir La'akum? If you recall, we said Amir La'akum applies even during the week. During the week on a Thursday, I cannot tell a guy this coming Shabbos, please do this for me. Please do this malacha for me. So here, if I go in on a Friday and there's a good chance that they're going to be doing it on Shabbos, is that permissible or not? Excuse me. So there is one important distinction we have to make. And this distinction really dictates all of these cases, relevant to all of these cases. And that is the difference to what's called a kablan versus what's called a schir yom. A kablan is a contractor. A schir yom is a person who's hired, literally means per day, but where a person's getting paid per hour. Certain jobs, you pay the person to do the job. Other types of jobs, you pay the person to do per hour. And they may not even finish the job. You're paying them per hour. Jobs like a dry cleaner service, you're paying them for the job. You're not paying them per hour. It doesn't matter if it takes them a half hour or an hour and a half. You're paying them the same amount to get your clothing cleaned, to bring your car to the mechanic. The car mechanic is your cobbler. He's a contractor. You're paying him for the job, although maybe there's a labor cost involved, and the labor cost could depend upon how much labor he puts in, but you're paying him to fix the car. That's what you're paying him for. So things like those are certainly things which are a kablam. Other types of jobs which are a schir yom would be if, let's say, I have a secretary that is working and gets paid per hour. Now that secretary decides to do some work on Shabbos. I'm not paying her or him for the job. I'm paying the person for to work a number of hours. Or if, let's say, there may be, I need someone to, you know, I hire somebody to be available for 2 hours, you know, during an event to be a waitress or something. I'm not paying her for the whole event, if that's the nature of it. I'm paying the person from, you know, 9 to 11, you know, Friday night, no matter what happens, whether the event ends, it doesn't end, I'm paying the person per hour, not really, I'm not paying the person for the job. So there's a fundamental difference between those two. Because halacha looks at category number one, when you appoint a kavlan, a contractor, to do the job for you, if you are not commanding them to specifically do it on Shabbos, they have the option to also do it after Shabbos, and you're paying them for the job, you're not paying them per hour, if those two pieces are there, then the person is not considered your shliach. Person's not considered working for you. The person is working for themselves. If I give my dry cleaning to the dry cleaners and to do the job, whenever they want to do the job is up to them. Their decision to maybe do it on Shabbos, they're in essence working for themselves. It's their own convenience to do it then. And I'm paying them for the job, not per hour. Therefore, they're considered a kabbalah, a contractor, and they're not considered my shliach. They're not considered my messenger. And there is no problem and telling them to do that. Because those two pieces are there. Number one, you need both pieces. They can have the ability to do it after Shabbos just as easily as they could on Shabbos, or at least they could do it after Shabbos. And number two, they're being paid for the job, not being paid per hour. So therefore, based on that, if I give my dry cleaners to the dry cleaning, let's say certainly on Thursday, and I'm going to pick it up on Tuesday, I don't have to tell them, please don't do it for me on Friday or Shabbos. I don't have to ask him that question. Because even if they end up washing my suit on Shabbos, they are a kablan. I didn't tell them to do it on Shabbos. They could have done it any one of those 5 days. They're not my shliach. They're working for themselves. There's no problem. And says Moshe Feinstein, even if you give it to them on Friday afternoon and you pick it up Monday morning and you know they're closed Saturday or they're closed Sunday, you know that. In essence, they're going to be doing it on Shabbos. Says Moshe Feinstein, their choosing to close on Sunday was not forced. They could have done it on Sunday. For their own convenience, they closed the store on Sunday to give themselves a weekend. That's not your prerogative. They could have done it for you on Sunday. And again, there's no problem. I could drop it off at the last hour on Friday, pick it up first thing in the morning Monday. Since they have the option to do it after Shabbos, there's no problem. What would be a problem is if I drop it off to them, you know, a half hour before candle lighting on Friday, and it takes an hour to wash my clothes, and I pick it up right after Shabbos is over, if they would be open, that would be usur. Because that, in essence, is telling them to do it, to do work for me on Shabbos. Yes, they're a contractor, I'm paying them for the job, but you don't have the second component of giving them the option to do it after Shabbos as well. When that's the case, then that becomes an issue. But in most situations, there's no problem. You drop it off on Friday, you pick it up on Sunday or Monday. They could have done a Motzei Shabbos probably if they wanted to, and therefore it's not going to be a problem. Same thing with if I bring my car into a mechanic on a Friday and I pick it up on a Monday, took a couple of hours to do the job. They could have done it on Sunday. The fact that they were closed on Sunday is not my issue. I don't have to go out on my way and tell them, please do not fix my car on Friday night or Saturday. It's okay. Even if they do it, it's not a problem. Okay? So that is the first thing to keep in mind. Contrast that to, let's say a person has a secretary. Let's say I have a secretary and I have a non-Jewish secretary who, let's say, is doing, and the person gets paid per hour. So the person gets paid per hour and is not gets paid for a specific job, a specific task. They get paid per hour. Then if, let's say, this person takes work home for the weekend and has to put in a few hours for me over the weekend, and I pay them per hour, this is actually not a well-known halacha. They really cannot do that work on Shabbos. even if they have the option to do it on Saturday night or Sunday. Let's say a secretary has to put in 4 hours of work for me over the weekend. It's up to them if they want to do it on Friday night or Saturday or Shabbos or Sunday, and they decide to do it on Shabbos. Because they are a schir yom, they're being paid per hour, they're considered my shliach, even if they have the choice to do it after Shabbos. And therefore, really, they should not do that for me on Shabbos. I need to tell them, please don't do this for me. Don't do this work on Shabbos. Now, practically speaking, it's like a foreign thing to try to explain that to a non-Jewish secretary. You cannot work from sundown to sundown, Friday night to Saturday night. You must put in the 4 hours at the other part of the weekend. What's a more common way to do it is to turn it into a kabbalah. If, let's say, the person is doing a specific task, they are organizing a spreadsheet. That's what they have to do. If you could somehow quantify what they're doing over the weekend as a specific job, and then in essence, you could tell the person on a Friday, okay, how much you get paid per hour? $20 an hour. Okay. And you're going to be putting in 4 hours to fix up this spreadsheet. Can you please fix up this spreadsheet for me over Shabbos and I'll pay you $80? By simply making that statement, I've now turned that four-hour job, the person for that day is not a schir yom, the person is now a kabbalah. Because now it's turned into a job, and they have the choice to do it before Shabbos or after Shabbos. That's the easier way to get out of it. And in a lot of cases, a person can easily just make that arrangement. It takes a little bit of effort. But again, this is one thing to be mindful of for salaried workers, for hourly workers who may be doing work for me on Shabbos. Again, any practical situation, feel free to be in touch to walk through some of those details. But that's just one thing to be mindful of. But when it comes to dry cleaners, when it comes to car mechanics, there's not going to be a problem because the person is a kabbalah. Now, what happens? Now, here's the shiloh. Okay, so what happens when it comes to Amazon? So what could be the question? The question is, I saw someone put a song in the chat, which is great. Thank you. I'll get to the questions at the end. If anybody else has any questions, feel free to continue to put them in the chat. So the question is, am I allowed to order something on Amazon on, let's say, a Wednesday, and it says it's going to come by Monday? So based on what we've said so far, that's for sure okay, right? Because when I make the order, I'm paying for the job. I'm paying for the item, right? So that's what I'm paying for. And let's say it's not Amazon Prime, it's a shipping cost. I'm paying for the job, for the shipping, whatever the job, right? I'm not paying anyone per hour to do the job. And they could do it before Shabbos or after Shabbos. That's certainly not a problem. What about on Wednesday? Let's say on Thursday, can I click 2 day shipping? Am I allowed to click 2 day shipping on Thursday? Is that considered, I'm directing, yes, the person's getting paid for the job, but I'm directing them to do it on Shabbos? They have to get it to me by Saturday because they committed to 2 day shipping. So that's a shiloh, which is discussed in the postgame. The reason why it's okay is because they can still bring it in 1 day, right? Just when a person clicks 2 day shipping, that means max 2 day shipping. Nobody's going to have an issue if they bring it earlier. They just can't bring it later. They commit to it right by that time. So they have the ability to bring it on Friday. The fact that they choose, if they end up choosing it to bring it on Saturday, that's not my prerogative. They're getting paid for the job. It's not a problem. So that would not be a problem. The case which is a shiloh, which is a problem, is if a person orders something on a Friday with 1 day shipping, and it is impossible for that item to get to me before Shabbos begins, that a person should ideally try to avoid. So it's the 1 day shipping on Friday, where let's say the package is in Phoenix, Arizona, and it's 2 hours before Shabbos, and it's 1 day shipping. They have to bring this to you on Shabbos. That's in essence telling the person, please go fly an airplane for me on Shabbos. Put this on the airplane on Shabbos. That would be a problem. Now, if it's in the winter months and they close 10, 11 p.m., or they have to get to you by midnight or 11 p.m., they've got 7 hours after Shabbos. They could fly the plane after Shabbos. So again, One could argue, I'm giving them a realistic opportunity to get it to me after Shabbos. Remember, we're talking about the whole process, getting it on the plane from one side of the country to the other, getting it to the local warehouse, and then somebody bringing it from the local warehouse to me by car, which is also Chilul Shabbos, right? Malacha on Shabbos, right? So if all of that can happen before or after Shabbos, then it's okay. But if it must be done on Shabbos, that's the one thing to avoid. Practically speaking, it's the one day shipping things that a person does an overnight on a Friday, let's say close to Shabbos. Those are the things that a person ideally should be careful about. That's the halacha when it comes to ordering mail to be sent. Now let's just quickly talk about the other end of it. What about when a person receives mail on Shabbos? Are they allowed to benefit from that mail on Shabbos? So now we're not talking anymore about the directive. Now we're talking about the other piece, which we said at the beginning, which is putting aside the directive. I made the order on Monday. No issue of appointing a shliach on Shabbos. I could have done it any day. But as we said at the very beginning, there's a separate issue, right? There's a separate issue of benefiting from malacha that a guy does for a yid on Shabbos, even if I don't ask him to do it. If he's doing it for me, then I'm not allowed to benefit from it on Shabbos. So let's say I get an order of socks that comes in the mail on Shabbos from Gap. Comes to my house on Shabbos. Am I allowed to wear those socks on that Shabbos? So the answer is, a person should not. Not allowed to. Because that will be getting benefit. That the Goyish, company deliver this to me. They were doing the malacha for me. Yes, other people too, but also for me. And therefore, because they were doing it for me on Shabbos, I'm not allowed to benefit from that which a guy does for me on Shabbos. After Shabbos, on Sundays, no problem. But on Shabbos, I'm not allowed to wear those socks. So that would be true by any clothing that comes in on Shabbos. Of course, muktzah items, of course, they're muktzah. Let's say things which are usable on Shabbos. Let's say clothing will be a common situation. So let's say clothing or something like that, right? Or toys that comes in, for my kids on Shabbos. It came in from my grandparents that just arrived on Shabbos. Can they, if they're gil l'chinuch, if they're the age of chinuch, can they benefit from that on Shabbos? The answer is they should not, because that's getting benefit from that which a guy does for me on Shabbos. However, if the shaila becomes, and where there's leniency is when it comes to newspapers/magazines. Let's say I get a Mishpacha magazine or the New York Times or something like that, or whatever, in the mail on Shabbos. Am I allowed to read that on Shabbos? So the answer is there's what to rely on, and a person can be lenient there. The reason is because many posts can hold that reading something is not considered a hana. That's not considered a tangible benefit. When it comes to wearing clothes, playing with toys, that's a concrete benefit. But reading something, just the reading, I'm just looking at it with my eyes, the benefit's like in my mind, there's nothing tangible, right? There's nothing tangible there. That's a whole discussion in the poskim. Many poskim are lenient. There's what to rely upon there to be makel, to be lenient. So halacha lemaisa, person gets a Mishpacha magazine that comes in, or Hamodiyah, or whatever other magazines you're ordering, on Shabbos, you would be allowed to read them on Shabbos. And remember, we discussed last year, if it comes in that plastic, you're allowed to rip it apart and destroy it, if you remember. As you're trying to get to the inside, you're going to throw it out. Separate discussion about opening up Kalim on Shabbos. That's okay. You can read the magazine, but if it's clothing or anything of that nature, then you would not be allowed to do that on Shabbos, to use the benefit from those things on Shabbos. One last thing to be mindful of, after this we'll end today, and is going back just for a second to malacha that a guy does for me on Shabbos. So if you recall, we said that if the person's a kablan, they're contractor, and I give them the option to do it before or after Shabbos, so then there is not a problem even if they end up doing it on Shabbos, I don't have to tell them, please don't wash my clothes on Shabbos. There's one exception. For Ashkenazim, really two exceptions. For Sfardim, really one. Or I think Sfardim would differ here. And that is, well, everyone should agree to the following. So what about my lawnmower, my lawn care person? All of a sudden, the guy, it's in the middle of Kiddush. All of a sudden, you hear the noise coming from the street, coming onto your property with that massive lawnmower, coming onto your property, ready to cut your lawn on Shabbos. You have to stop him? Or can you let him cut your lawn on Shabbos? So one second. Based on what we've said so far, one would think, what's the problem? I pay him per cut. I don't pay him per hour. So I'm paying him for the job. He's a contractor. He doesn't have to come on Shabbos. He comes once every 2 weeks. It doesn't make a difference to me if he comes on Shabbos or Friday, and he knows that and I know that. So what should be the problem? Based on our previous conversation so far, it should be okay. There's a separate problem. The problem is, there's a separate issue of allowing a guy to do malacha for you on a Jew's property on Shabbos. The fact that it's on my property. There's more of an issue. And that's a separate issue of marasayin, right? A person sees a lawnmower going on my property on Shabbos, people may think maybe you told them to come on Shabbos. Person sees a plumber coming into my house and he didn't have to come on Shabbos. Let's say a plumber could have came Thursday, Friday, or Saturday. He says, I'll be there by the end of the week. It's Wednesday. All of a sudden, he doesn't show up Thursday. He doesn't show up Friday. He shows up Shabbos. I'm not paying him per hour. I'm paying him for the job. He shows up Shabbos, but he tells me on Friday he plans to come tomorrow. So you think, okay, that's not my problem. He's a Kabbalim, didn't have to come on Shabbos. But if it's in the property of a Jew on Shabbos, there's a Maris Ayin problem. And therefore, I got to stop the guy. You hear him coming, run outside and no, do not come. Come tomorrow. Well, he didn't tell me I can't come on Shabbos. Don't worry, I'll take care of you. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I'll take care of you. Just we'll talk about it tonight after sundown. Don't let him come into your house on Shabbos and onto your property on Shabbos. Now, again, if there's an emergency, there's a toilet, there's only one toilet, it's broken, this is a problem. And in extenuating circumstances, for the plumber to come on Shabbos, it'll be permissible. But if it's a more of a, you know, it's not an urgent matter, it could easily be pushed off. Even if they already came, you have to go out there. You really should go out there and stop them. For Ashkenazim, there's a separate problem for a lawnmower person and for any sort of construction person, is the noise factor. If you recall from a few weeks ago, and for Ashkenazim, I have to be careful that there's no malacha type noise going on in their home on Shabbos, even if you don't do anything. As we said a few weeks ago, Ashkenazim are not allowed to start a load of laundry right before candlelight and let it go on its own on Shabbos, even though you could plug in a crock pot before Shabbos and let it run on Shabbos. But a washing machine makes noise, a dryer makes noise, a dishwasher makes noise. It's a malacha type noise, and therefore it's not allowed. Sfardim don't have to worry about that. A Sfardi is allowed to put a laundry wash, put it in right before candlelighting, even if it's making, you know, malacha noise on Shabbos, not a problem, because Sfardim, the Shulchan Aruch, is lenient when it comes to that. Just the Ramah's machmir. So Ashkenazim, we're stringent because we follow the opinion of the Ramah. So for a lawnmower, for Ashkenazim, there's a separate issue. There's two issues. There's a noise factor. Number two is Marasayan. For Sfardim, there's only one factor. It's Marasayan. Everyone holds a Marasayan. Because Sfardim are a little more lenient, there could be situations where there's a practical difference. But one has to be careful about any malacha done on one's property on Shabbos, right? If it's not absolutely urgent, right? Someone's going to fix my roof. Someone's going to fix this. Someone's going to fix that. They show up on Shabbos. They tell me on Wednesday, is it okay if I come on Shabbos? Right? So then it's a problem, right? Right? If I go to the dry cleaners and I bring it on Thursday and I'm picking up Monday, the person's thinking out loud and the person says, I'll probably get to this on Saturday. Don't say, great, Saturday is wonderful. You can do it on Saturday. Don't say that. Just say whenever you want. Don't tell him, right? That's fine. That's not a problem. But if he's coming to a Jew's house, then it's a problem. By the way, this is one thing, and we're going to end with this. Many people are not familiar this halacha of the lawnmower guy thing issue is a problem on Yontif also, and it's a problem with Chol HaMoed. Not everyone's aware of that. Chol HaMoed is 8 days long. Ideally, a person should not have their lawnmower come to them, their lawn care person come to them during Chol HaMoed. I tell this to the lawn care every Yontif. I say, I can't speak for other people in the shul, but you know, I think my lawn care person does some other from people in the community. I say to them, okay, you see these 2 dates, these 8 days? You cannot come anytime during that day. I'll bet some other people in the community may feel the same way. You may want to just confirm with them. I'm not gonna enforce on somebody else, you know. But really, that's the halacha. That's a separate, Chol HaMoed is also a problem. It's separate, again, I'm not getting into that right now, but it's definitely an issue on Shabbos as well, okay? I'll get to the questions right now. I'll start with those in the chat. And next week, we'll talk about also, we didn't finish up talking about in-house help, live-ins, waitresses, waiters on Shabbos. Are there any limitations there? What can a custodian do for me in the shul, in my house, a clean lady, what can she do or he do on Shabbos? You know, those are the shows we'll talk about next week. Let me get to the chat. I'll start with the one in the chat. How do you then pay the youth leaders who work on Shabbos only? That's an excellent question. How do we pay the youth leaders? Okay, so here's why it's okay. There is the answer to this, the little answer to the question is straightforward, but I'll mention one last thing. The youth leaders are not doing malacha on Shabbos, not breaking Shabbos. Remember, you can hire a guy to be a waiter on Shabbos and hire them per hour. If they're just doing waiter stuff, they're not doing any malacha. What's the problem? The issue is only directing a guy, Amir La'akum is directing a guy to do malacha, to violate Shabbos. But if the acts that the person is doing, this is going to directly connect to next week about the things that you can, let's say your cleaning lady is like running late and she stays after candlelight and she continues to stay on in your house. You have to tell her not to vacuum. She should not vacuum. There are certain things now she really should avoid once it's Shabbos in the person's house. We'll talk about all this next week. So for a youth leader, they're not doing a malacha, they're just running a youth group. However, there's a separate issue with youth leaders. And that is, and this, I'm just going to touch on this quickly, although a schir yom, an hourly worker, is not a problem if the person's a goy, there's a separate problem if it's a yid, because you're not allowed to pay a yid for work done on Shabbos, even if it's not, you know, a chilul Shabbos. I'm not allowed to hire a Jew. A Jew's not allowed to do work on Shabbos, get paid for work on Shabbos. That's only a problem for a Jew, not for a goy. So how does everybody get out of that when it comes to the youth leaders? What do you mean? If I'm paying the person per Shabbos, pay them whatever it is per Shabbos morning, they're getting hired for a job on Shabbos. The reason why it's permissible is because of the concept of havla, which means to absorb. When I pay our youth leaders, I make it clear to them, and they know that, I'm not only paying them Shabbos morning. I'm absorbing part of the work into the week. If the job has two components to it, and at least part of the job is outside Shabbos, and only part of the job is on Shabbos, then that's the way that halacha is permissible. So I tell them, I'm paying you for two parts for this. I'm paying you per week. There's two parts to the job. Number one is preparing for the job, printing out any sheets you need ahead of Shabbos, making sure you have enough BIOZ points for Shabbos, which is stuff that they would do during the week. And then part B is the actual running of the group. By doing that, it's behavla. I'm absorbing it into the week, and that's why that's permissible. But yes, I would not be allowed to tell a Jew, can I hire you for 45 minutes on Shabbos? I've gotten this question more recently about having a babysitter on Shabbos. My husband and I, my wife and I, we want to go out to a Shalom Zachar Friday night. Can we arrange before Shabbos to pay a young person, whoever, to come over and watch our kids for an hour Friday night? The answer is that's a problem. Because the person's a schir yom. The person getting paid. You're hiring a Jew to do work on Shabbos. That person's not allowed to get paid for that. If you somehow can bring in, you know, Erev Shabbos too into it, and that's a detailed discussion of exactly how to do that. But a classic case of a babysitter is a little bit problematic. But that's getting a little bit off topic on that issue. But But it's a very, very good question. Any other questions at this point? None are in the chat. Feel free to unmute yourself if you have any other questions. Okay, sounds good. Feel free to send along any questions during the week by email, by text, by calling, whatever. And looking forward to continuing. We'll have 2 more weeks probably of Amir La'akum, and then we'll move on perhaps to the next topic. Okay, have a wonderful evening, everyone. Take care. Have a wonderful Shabbos, and I'll see you all next week. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Pleasure.